From the Fremantle Dockers is Michelle Cowan. She's the coach of the women's team, but she's also a part of the men's organisation, and she joins us on the line ahead of Mother's Day. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. Doing very well, thank you.
You're excited about the footy tomorrow. I reckon they're a good show, the Dockers. What sort of case can we make for them to win at the MCG and perhaps make the Eagles think, jeepers, we've got to do something about the G?
Yeah, no, it's an exciting challenge for the boys and heading over there and on a really special day for many of them, no doubt, being Mother's Day. So, you know, prepared really well over the week and I think they're really excited and up for the challenge.
Michelle, it's Tanya Armstrong. You parked next to me last night. Did you get your car out? They packed us in like sardines. Are you still there?
Yeah. No, I had a bit of trouble, actually. Yeah, it wasn't ideal, but yeah, managed to get out and get home and watch the football at home, which was good.
What's going on? You're spying or something? Oh, no, there's a women's game on earlier, wasn't there?
Yeah. Michelle was watching the under-18s versus the under-23s. A lot of talent out there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. It's exciting to see that talent coming through, and the 18s will be heading to a carnival in the coming weeks as well. So to see them up against Victoria and Queensland and some of the stronger states, it'd be good to see where we sit nationally.
Just back on the men for a minute. Matt Tabernacle, he's had his critics, but he showed some really good signs last weekend, didn't he? And he must give the guys a lot of confidence when they look inside 50 and you see Tabernacle, McCarthy, Kirsten.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been working really hard and played really well at Peel in you know the past few weeks. So certainly earns his spot. But it's good to see. You know he can play that style of footy and that brand of footy. And now his challenge is to do that consistently. But yeah, he's a great guy, and I'm sure he'll do that.
Tough question. They've brought back Daniel Pearce, so they've sort of put aside a little bit of the youth program or the youth development program to bring back Daniel Pearce. Was that the right move?
Oh, look, it's obviously been quite good for the footy club, and he played really well back at Peel. But, you know, the other younger boys are playing really well in Brady Gray as well, who's one of our assistant coaches with our women's team. So it's good to see him, you know, getting his opportunity and certainly, you know, proving himself at the higher level.
Griffin Logue is the emergency, so they could have gone with Griffin Logue. But maybe they now think, because they're just on the cusp of the eight, that they can make the finals, and who knows after that. Hey, let's talk women's footy again, though. The expansion of the league won't be going on until 2019, when four or five clubs are putting their hand up to come in, including the West Coast Eagles. Such an exciting time for women's footy.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure there's probably 10 other teams that are knocking on the door now after seeing that first year of the AFL Women's League being as successful as it was. So we've got the eight teams, and I'm really happy that the AFL has decided to stick with that. Let's get our product right. Let's invest in the actual product and what people are watching. And no doubt, certainly, I think across the board, people may think the skill level needs to improve, and that certainly does need to happen. And with the eight teams, let's work with that for another 12 months. And then hopefully in 2019, we look to introduce another four teams, and in the future we have 18 AFL women's teams running around.
Now, Michelle, the biggest question we want to know, what's on the cards for Mother's Day? You've got two beautiful kids.
And I've got Millie and Elvie. My Mother's Day started already, so we start early Saturday and Sunday. But how's about this one? I've got a 7:50 a.m. junior footy match that I'll be heading to. So that's nice, bright and
I'm
early.
With you. I've got to be there at 7:30. I'm with you.
Yeah. So
are your kids playing?
The Cowans are on goal umpiring duty.
So oh!
I might handle that one to my husband, though. I think he's very good at focusing on one task, so he can do that one.
Like most blokes, yeah. Big Mother's Day for some mums, isn't it, when you have to go to junior footy. Auskick, especially at our club, we try to take chockies down or something to make up for it. But I've got a couple of girls at my club too that you want to keep your eye on. Young Eve is one of them, and I'll point you in the right direction. She's an absolute gun, and she's in year six and just towels up the boys every week. So I'll be her manager down the track, I can tell you.
I was actually down at ours last weekend, and there was a girls' footy match just before my son's game, and it was at Willerton Junior Footy Club, and I was just absolutely impressed by these girls. I think they were about year 6 and year 7 year old girls, but by the school level that's going to be coming through when these 12, 13, 14-year-old girls get their opportunity at the AFL level. Geez, it's really exciting, and no doubt we could probably fill two of the WA AFL teams in the future.
It's so cool that this is happening. Have a great day tomorrow. Enjoy Mother's Day, and to all the other mothers, the same thing. Thanks, Michelle.
Great. Thanks, guys.